State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
What do you do when it seems like everybody else is getting their dreams and you're not? Well, I'm so excited about our next guest today, Heather Thompson Day. She's going to tell you right here on another episode of Checking In. Heather Thompson Day is an associate professor in the Department of Visual Arts, Communication, and Design at Andrews University in Berrien Springs, Michigan. She runs an online community called I'm That Wife and hosts the Viral Jesus podcast. An interdenominational speaker, Heather is the author of books including Confessions of a Christian Wife and How to Feed the Mediavore, and her newest book, It's Not Your Turn. She's also a contributor for Religion News Service, Newsweek, and the Barna Group, and she previously taught at Colorado Christian University. And It's Not Your Turn is her newest release, which I had the pleasure of contributing just a line for her book. And when you first hear the title, It's Not Your Turn, it can sound like, stop, it is not your turn, versus, but what's on the cover of the book is a traffic signal that we all need, because if we don't have that traffic signal, we would just crash. You know, some of us haven't learned what the right of way means. So your book, It's Not Your Turn, What to Do While You're Waiting for Your Breakthrough. Heather, welcome to Checking In.
I am so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Listen, when about maybe was it 2 years ago? Because that's kind of how long it takes to publish a book. Me and you had some contact via social media. I can't remember if it was Twitter or Instagram first. It might have been Twitter. I was following you. I think some of your posts have gone viral in a good way. Mm-hmm. And one of your most recent viral posts was about when your father walked you down the aisle.
Yeah, that's right.
At your wedding. But we got in contact because of your book. And girl, maybe even a connection or two of love connection.
We can talk about that.
But I got cold feet. Let's talk about it now.
Tell them, Michelle, because so one of my things, I am a professor, but also I'm a matchmaker. I love setting people up. And I was trying to set you up and you never followed through. Just let them hang. Left them on red.
Well, if they're listening to this, you can reach out to them, Heather, and I'll let you know when this episode airs. I got cold feet.
Okay.
When, you know, at the time you think you're ready because, you know, you're like, okay, I'm ready. But I got cold feet and maybe I wasn't ready. And yeah. I want to encourage people that that's okay when you think yeah. you're ready and, you know, just follow that. Follow your heart. Follow wisdom. Follow discernment. Like, I'm going to put a stop to it. I'm not ready. And I wouldn't want to waste anybody's time. You know, it's right. more than just letting them, because I love a good ribeye. And it's more than just enjoying a ribeye. It's not wasting right. someone's time. Right. So I'm not in the business of that. At least I pray that I have not intentionally wasted anyone's time. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, Heather tried her best. Was it about two or three?
And listen, I got three of the most eligible bachelors I knew. Just top notch, cream of the crop. Got them so excited that they would be hearing from you and then nothing. But it's OK. You weren't. Ready.
I'm like, did
it's
I not okay. respond to either of them?
I don't think you did. One was like an owner of a team. It's fine.
He's an owner of a team, or was he one of the coaches?
He had like a high level position, like a vice president of a sports team. No, I was scouring for the top-notch people, put them together. I had like a bio sheet ready for you. And then we passed, but it's okay.
I'm sorry, we'll try Heather, again
when
but
you're ready.
Are they still eligible?
You know, I'd have to follow back up on that now. It's been over a year.
Be like, Michelle wasn't ready for you, but she might know two or three folks that are. Can yeah. we, is that okay? Is guys,
yeah,
is that okay? If you're listening, we gonna circle back.
Yep.
So yeah. I think I don't know if I was lonely or being sentimental or maybe in that place. Like I said, I thought I was ready for a relationship and it just did not work out that way.
And you're so busy. So you're so busy. That's part of it.
And I'm not going to even say it's busy. You do make time for what you're ready for and what you want. I just knew when I look back, I thought I was ready, but I wasn't, especially when you finally are when it's put in front of you. I could have easily maybe pressed respond or whatever the app was, Instagram. So I think I do recall some DMs. Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I just was not ready. I just was like, I'm not ready.
Well, yeah. I respect that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, meaning, and it wasn't their turn.
Right. That's
it
right.
It wasn't their turn. It is not my turn. It wasn't our turn. So what to do while you're waiting for your breakthrough is an amazing, phenomenal book. I was able to get a copy beforehand. And I think I think an actual book that was sent that consumers yes. actually get in their hands. So thank you. Was that your own experience?
That was absolutely my experience. It was something I started saying to myself. I couldn't find a job after I felt like I had done everything right academically. Mm. And at the exact same time, one of my best friends named Jewel calls me and she gets hired by NASA. And I was like, wow, I'm so happy for you. And I was happy for her. I was just also incredibly sad for myself. And that was probably the first time I felt like the Holy Spirit said, Heather, it's not your turn, but it's hers. And so you clap for her. show up for her. And that's what I did. So it became something I started repeating to myself when other people were getting the things I was praying for. I just started saying, it's not your turn. It's not your turn. It's not your turn, but it's her turn. And so you show up and you clap.
So that is a real thing. Whether or not you have a solid relationship with God, you know, you are a professor, you know, you write for amazing popular magazines, but you still find yourself in that position like, this person has what I'm praying for. And it's a human thing, you know. Now, as you told us what you did from the human perspective, how did you handle it spiritually?
How am I still handling it spiritually? Wow. It's funny. It's like, I've not graduated. And I think I had thought when I wrote this book, I was going to have graduated. I would no longer struggle with insecurity. I would no longer feel jealous of somebody else. And it hasn't been the case. Okay. And I feel like what I am really good at now is just giving it to God immediately. I will go up in my room. Somebody has a New York Times bestseller, which has always been my dream. I'll go up in my room and just say to God, like, hey, this is hard for me. I'm struggling with this. And I've been freed though, because it's like, I don't have to be perfect or have the perfect responses. I just have to be honest, right? And try to stay in the relationships. And so that's kind of been more of my focus now.
That's so good. Being honest. And like you said, taking it to God in prayer.
Yes.
Versus going to social media about it or acting away to the friend or that peer that has that book on the New York Times bestseller list. You know, I'm with you on that. I was like, I just know my book is going to be a New York Times bestseller. We are doing the right things. And it just didn't hit. And you're so right. I had to sit in that and sit in disappointment.
Yep.
And a part of me also had to sit in, was a part of me feeling entitled.
Let's talk about that. Because I think that's where I've come to right now. But this has been a progression for me. I have now gotten to a point where I have to say, Heather, do you want anything God himself has not given you? I don't. Ooh. Right? But that has been a progression. I think I went most of my years feeling a little bit entitled because I felt like I'd done so much work.
Yes.
Right? That's the thing. When you actually do the work.
You do the work. Yeah. You're prepared. Everybody's giving you accolades.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're like, I didn't get the results I wanted, but it's like, what if you got the actual results that God wanted you to have?
Exactly. And how do we defer to God being actual Lord over our lives? That's the human experience. That's the journey.
And how we define what success is or what impact is. What I have felt that I made impact because it was on the bestseller list, or am I excited? I did a podcast recording moments before you and not knowing the young lady has my book and she's referring to chapters in my book that have helped her on her journey. She's an expert in finance. And I'm never thinking that someone who seems to be an expert at what they're doing would be holding a book in my hand. To me, yes, that is impact. And it is impact, I believe, in the way God desires for it to have impact.
Yeah. That's so essentially the entire book for me came down to this sentence: who we are when we perceive it to not be our turn is actually more important than who we will be when it is. It's very easy. I was just speaking for a university campus last week, and I told them it is not hard to get up and speak in front of several thousand people. That's really easy.
Easy.
What's hard to do is show up when you don't know if anyone's coming. Oh. That's hard. That's integrity. Yeah. And I really think we need a generation of people who are willing to hit the podcast button on when I don't know if anyone's going to listen. That's integrity. I'm in this because of the mission, not because of the reward. And who we are when it's not our turn is more important than who we will be when it is.
And not only that, like you said, doing the event if you feel like anyone will come. Also, what about posting that post when you feel like, okay, but no one's going to see it. Am I going to have one like? But I'm telling you, people will see it, and the right people when it's time, like you said, when it's your turn. A lot of people have gone viral out of the blue based out of the obedience of what they felt like they were supposed to do. Tabitha Brown is such a great example.
Yes.
Of her saying at that time, I've got a cell phone. I feel obedient. I feel like I'm led to post things about cooking and inspirational moments. And this girl is on fire,
yeah,
you know, just based off of that. So thank you for that.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful VC turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
While you wait, like you said, when it's not your turn yet, do you feel like that's who you really are?
I think that's when we decide who we are.
Okay.
Is when it's not our turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right? David, when does David become king? David is anointed king for years before it's ever in his circumstances. Right.
So when does
David actually feel like king? He has to believe the vision that's been spoken over his life long before anybody else is even able to confirm it.
So when you're saying he was anointed king long before he felt, was that the early days of imposter syndrome?
Right. And how do we keep showing up in those spaces when nobody's cheering for you, when nobody, the truth is nobody would even care if you didn't. How do we keep showing up when nobody else would even notice? And I had to come to a point where I realized this is actually when it matters. My life doesn't start at some metaphorical there. Once I get there, that's when my life starts. No, my life starts. Martin Luther King Jr. has this really fantastic quote. He was speaking to a group of high school seniors. This is, I really think, like a life transforming quote. And essentially what he says is, if all you ever do when you leave here is become a street sweeper, then you sweep those streets with so much passion and so much intention and so much charisma that all of heaven has to stop and say, oh my God, look at the street sweeper.
So good.
I want to live my life like that.
So good. So good.
Showing up to my own life.
When you said that your friend, you know, got this job and was at NASA, was it something that she posted on social media or did you just find out? Was it a text?
No, she called me. She said, you're not going to believe this. And at this exact same time, so this is almost 10 years ago. At the same time, I am applying for jobs left and right. I've been in school. I graduated high school in 2005. I never took a summer off. I stayed all the way through my PhD and I thought, surely I'm going to get a job right away. And I didn't. And I applied and I applied and I applied and nothing was opening for me. I'm adjuncting at like five different schools, trying to just make enough money to pay for diapers. Mm. And at the exact same time, my friend who did not do all the right things, right? Just totally did her own path, gets hired at NASA. And she calls me. She's like, you're not going to believe it. And I'm like, oh my God, what? She's like, I just got hired at NASA. And I'm like, wow, this is great. And I had to, like, I just think it's okay for both things to be true. It's okay that this is really hard for me. And also that I'm actually genuinely happy for you because I always was.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And allowing myself to just say that out loud. This is a both and situation. I am sad for me, but I'm also really happy for you. But in this moment, Heather, do not let your sadness for you obstruct what you could say to her. And so I told her, I'm so happy for you. We're going to clap for you. We're going to go to dinner. This is amazing. Cause it was right. And so when I had to free myself of feeling like a bad person for also being sad, like I had to go through that walk and I'm still going through that walk. I'm still on that journey.
Okay. Do you think social media makes this feeling worse?
Michelle, I know it makes it worse. We know statistics. I teach social media. This absolutely has been exasperated by, it used to be that we compare ourselves like to our neighbors. Well, now I compare myself to several thousand people at a time, right? My closest quotations friends. Often it's people that honestly have like a literally totally different life experience than me, but they're showing up on my feed. And now I'm feeling behind on a race that I was never in, right? I was never in that race. And so, then we look at our own lives. We see everybody else's highlights and it's hard to feel good about where you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The comparison, we compare ourselves to absolute total strangers.
Yeah.
I remember about a year or two ago, Tasha Cobbs Leonard posted something. I think she had gotten a plaque or something. And she said she almost didn't post it because of that reason. She didn't want anybody to feel like she was showing off and, you know, gloating her success and, you know, but then at the same time, it's like, I'm so excited about an accomplishment that I have, which is the total opposite of, like you said, you were happy for the person, but you weren't happy. But then the other side of things are people actually won't post their highlights as well because of how it might make people feel. Then you have people who will post their highlights to literally make people jealous. I want my coworker to know I got the promotion and they didn't.
Right.
Just to be petty. And I'm sorry, I feel like you're going to reap that if that's the attitude in which you post something. But how do you feel now about posting like your highlights?
That's a good question. And you know this because it's... it's not just me, right? So I have an agent that's saying, you need to make sure that people understand this. And I have other people that are telling me, make sure that. So that's a really, really good question. And there, at some point, social media, as much as it's a reflection of us, it also becomes a reflection of other people's work too,
yeah,
right? That are helping me in whatever this brand is. I hate to use that word, but yeah, that we're trying to put out there that are, that have, I mean, so here's a real conversation that I just had with my agent. You should be putting Dr. Heather Thompson Day in your actual name so that people know.
Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Dr. Heather Thompson Day.
So you see, this is a thing. So this is a thing. I don't do it. I don't put it. And so I have a lot of different feelings about that because I don't make my students refer to me as that.
Wait a minute. I got to do the whole intro again. Dr. Heather Thompson Day.
I promise you don't.
An associate professor in the Department of Visual Arts. Dr. Ma'am.
So this is a thing, right? So people say you have to be very careful because you want people to see you in a certain way. Yeah, it's hard. Social media.
Is it because you want them to be eye level with you or to receive you from an organic, down to earth position?
I think for me, it's because I'm still in the classroom. And so because I'm with real students every single day, I have found in my own experience with this generation, they do better, or a student is more likely to when uh-oh, it's just Heather. They okay, might be too afraid to ever stay after if it's Dr. Heather Thompson Day. So I've just kind of allowed myself to be myself without necessarily titles. Although conversations I have with other people are, should we keep doing that? Should we do this differently?
Okay. All right. Is it in your bio, your Instagram bio line?
Yes. I think it might be. I know it says professor. You know, there's only so many characters it allows you to have in those little bios.
And I know, and we have some, I know my first name, middle name, and last name is way too long. Let me make sure, Heather Thompson Day. Nope, it is not.
I don't have it in there. See, yeah.
Nope, it's not. It just says Heather Thompson Day. You know, and listen, I just did a post about my uncle for Black History Month, and I felt like I call him Uncle Charles, but in certain settings, I must call him Dr. Washington, you know, to let him know that I honor, you know, around, because I don't want somebody just walking up to him saying, hey, Chuck, because they heard me call him Uncle Charles. It's like, no, he is a medical doctor. It took him years to get these letters behind his name. So absolutely incredible. What to do while you're waiting? What do we tell somebody who feels like they're doing everything right? They're praying, they're honoring their parents, they're paying their bills before the due date.
Yeah. What I've come to is I just think your anointing begins the day you believe you have one. And so I just decided I'm anointed, and it doesn't matter if anybody else sees it. I'm just going to show up and believe that for myself. And so what happened for me was I can remember the day, it was a February about 4 years ago. I had this revelation for myself where I just said, your anointing begins the day you believe you have one. And I was going to go teach a class after lunch, and all the students, it was after lunch, so the students' heads were on their desks. There was only like 5 kids in the class. And typically I probably would have went into an environment like that and read the room, said, okay, let me just try to get this lecture done and get nobody wants to be here. And I just decided, no, I'm anointed to be here. And I'll never forget it. At the end of that class, a girl came to my office and she said, you said something. I don't remember what it was, but she says, you said something in your lecture that I had been praying on for the last 6 months. Thank you so much. And I just realized, had I not shown up, had I not believed that there was a reason for me to be there, I probably wouldn't have answered the prayer that she had been praying. And so then I realized, wait a second, how many people am I going through life? And because I'm not showing up to my own life, I'm missing opportunities to impact people in the way that God has actually called me to impact them. Mm-hmm. Right. And so once I realized that, I couldn't go back. I couldn't go back to living my life the way I used to live it, because I've seen now the ramifications of what it looks like to treat every single person I'm with as if it's the most important thing I'm ever going to do.
Okay.
It changes things.
So good. So good. So good.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you mind if I fast forward as well to
yeah.
relationship and interracial dating?
Okay.
In the criticism, or did you find yourself having criticism? And if you did, what was your process? And did it have anything to also do with insecurity?
So I'm biracial. Mm-hmm. My mom is white. My dad is Black. So my home, like my sister's husband's Asian, my brother's wife was Hispanic. Like my family dynamic is very multiracial, multicultural. So I never, it just didn't come up necessarily in my mind about dating out. Well, almost anybody would be outside of my race just because I'm already biracial, but dating outside of my race. And my husband I've known since I was in sixth grade. So we have definitely had people say things or make comments, but it's in the my family culture that I'm in. And then I also teach for the most diverse university in the nation. I'm just in a very multiracial environment that it has been very protective, I think, in a lot of ways of our relationship, me and my husband anyway.
Okay. Okay. I know referring to a post that you posted about your father and, you know, walking down that aisle and what it was for you. I know for me, I grew up, of course, in an all Black household, went to a private school, then public school. And so I was surrounded by multicultural. I was also surrounded by relatives who had also maybe would consider, okay, you dated outside your race. And okay. The negativity that can come with that, my own dealing, my someone I was engaged to, white right. man, and some of the blowback, you know, that I felt I got. Now, majority was love who you love, go girl, let God use you, let him be glorified. You know what I mean? But sometimes you listen to those naysayers a little right. louder,
right?
You know, because I found myself wanting to please everybody.
Mm.
And even guilty of letting the entire world into that relationship, which was a huge mistake, instead of maybe stewarding that and protecting that. Mm. And so I just wanted to ask you, you know, maybe to advice for people who might date someone or go on a career path that seems to be outside of what everybody else is comfortable with you doing.
I do want to say this about dating outside of your race. I do think it's really important that you're with somebody who celebrates who you are and is not asking you to change or is not embarrassed of the way you may do things. Like I will say in my relationship, that has absolutely been very key, probably, is that my husband is incredibly supportive of not just me, but my family background and our culture and the way we do things that is different than the way he grew up doing them. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important for people. How do we do things when we don't have everybody's blessing over it? That's tough, especially for Christians, right? Because we look for the confirmation of so many people to feel like, okay, now I'm fully in God's will. And I think at the end of the day, you have to know the voice of God. You have to know what that sounds like for you. Is it God calling me to this thing? Because I can think of very rarely do I do things without my parents' blessings. I really respect my parents. They've proven themselves in my life to be people who fully love me and support me. But there's been a couple times that they disagreed with a job I was going to take or a city I was going to move to. And at the end of the day, I had to put it before the Lord and say, you raised me to be somebody that listens to God above all else, and God is calling me here. And if you trust the raising that you did of me and you trust my character, I'm asking for your blessing then as I go. And then I have to go, right? So I think we have to weigh that out. Is this something that one or two people are saying no to? Is everybody saying no that you trust with counsel? I'm really big on mentorship and counsel. What about you? I have people that I will put things out to that I trust as much as almost I trust myself. And then I take that feedback in.
Absolutely. Now, I don't agree with someone just talking to some of everybody because right. maybe you're scared of a couple things. I don't agree with you just talking to people who you feel are going to tell you what you want to hear.
Mm.
I also don't agree with you just talking to everybody to vent and get it out, because then that's where confusion comes, because now you've got 20 perspectives when there should only be maybe three trusted counselors mm-hmm. or people. I feel mm-hmm. like I'm going through something right now that my therapist, my like person who's going to give me Bible, that perspective, right? And like a best friend who'll tell me the truth, period.
Yeah.
But other than that, because I can't vent to my therapist like I would my best friend just to, you know, although you have to be honest with your therapist and right. counselor, you know, and the same with my spiritual advisor. I feel like there are things that I even know to do in the word. There are things I know to do through prayer. But sometimes when you're just being human, sometimes my pastor will be like, now I'm going to talk to you as your pastor, you know, and I feel like you need that. And I hope everybody listening to us has that. Be careful that you're not just telling stuff.
Yeah.
And if it involves another person, honor that other person and kind of cover them and not just blast what you might be going through interpersonally with about your coworker, about your boyfriend, about your husband, about right. your wife. Kind of cover, you know, be cool about that. But, you know, I can tell when a person has talked to 80 people already before they got to me.
And I think it's important that people that we're asking people who are wise, right? And have the fruit of that wisdom in their own life. Because sometimes we're asking people that you don't want advice from them.
Yeah, because right? like you might talk to a pastor or spiritual advisor. That don't mean they have fruit in that area.
Absolutely.
But I promise you there are people that they've got some fruit for sure in this area. And so I just think that's so important. And I think that's a good suggestion of what a person should do while they're waiting.
Yes.
For their breakthrough.
Yeah. Seek counsel.
What you do while you wait is so important while you wait.
Yes. And I just want people to understand it's always your turn. It's always your turn to keep living your own life. It's always your turn to keep showing up to your own life. It's always your turn to keep believing something for yourself. Right? Like you have to claim that your anointing begins the day you believe you have one.
You sure you're not like a songwriter on the low? You almost, as they say, you got bars. You've dropped a couple.
I appreciate that.
You've dropped a couple. And so I am just so appreciative of your encouragement and of your time today. What is brewing next?
Yeah. So my latest book is It's Not Your Turn. And then I have I'll See You Tomorrow, which is all about relationships. I think we have a lot of really needed advice about boundaries, which is all important, and how to leave. But I'm really concerned that people don't know how to stay. And so I wrote a book about how do we stay? How do we essentially, we don't get to have relationships that span decades unless we learn how to have conversations about what it looks like to say, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm pissed. I am angry. I am discouraged by what just happened, but I'm committed to the idea of a relationship with you because I value you as a human being. I'll see you tomorrow. So I'm really excited about that.
Wait. You saw my eyes get big. Wait. I'll see you tomorrow. So there are books that help people to uncouple in a very positive way.
Yes, which is important.
Which is important. And then now you're writing a book. I'm mad at you, but I'll see you tomorrow. We're going to talk.
Pretty much. That's good.
There is a meme that says, I don't care how mad you are with me. You better come and pretzel with me. You better, but I think that's good because in the heat of the moment, we might make permanent decisions.
Listen, sis.
When we have a temporary feeling, we might say, it's over. I'm done.
Here's the real. I've been the bad friend. I've been the jealous friend. I've been the bitter friend. And I'm so grateful for people who forgave me. I'm so grateful for people who recognized that it wasn't a pattern. It was an incident. I think there's a difference between patterns and incidents. And in a time when we're saying everybody's toxic, we're forgetting that words mean things. That toxic means something. It means every time I drink from this well, I'm being poisoned. Every time I'm with you, it's hurting me. That's called a pattern. We should absolutely break relational patterns. But all people, because of the nature of being a human being, are going to have incidents. You're going to do something that pisses somebody else off. And so then we have to say, was this a pattern or was this a singular incident?
Have you seen a person break a pattern and have a successful relationship with the same person?
Ooh, I think pattern breaking. Well, I'm a Christian, obviously. I think pattern breaking can be done, but I think the person has to be willing to do that work. You can't control somebody else, right? Is that person willing to do the work that's required?
Yep.
And so that things have to be an individual basis for sure. But on average, I think it's a really good advice to take. If you see a pattern, it's not your job to try to fix somebody.
So good. Okay. Y'all heard it here. Heather, listen.
I'll see you tomorrow.
That's right, girl. I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm so excited. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll see you soon.
Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.